Good afternoon. And then we'll introduce ourselves so our guests know who we are. And we'll start over here.
Yeah, hi, I'm Ross Johnson, and the co-publisher of 1859 Oregon's Magazine. And we are Penn's co-strip for a little while, and we talked to Lorna, and just happy that it all worked out that we were here at the same time that you guys are meeting. So, look forward to kind of explain a little bit about what we do.
Okay, great.
I'm John Staff, the marketing manager with 1859.
So sorry. I'm Lee with CBS Outdoor.
Brad Parsons with Meadow Outdoor.
Hey, my name's John Sukin. I'm with Meadow Outdoor.
Brandy Joss with KZI TV 9 News.
Very good. And then
I'm Carrie with the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
John Clark, Winter Motel.
Bill Patrick, Document of the States.
I'm Neil Henning from the Bayfront, Waxford Career Police, Undersea Gardens.
The Sawyer City Council.
Cindy Breves, I'm the new executive assistant in the city manager's office.
Florida Davis, Newport Chamber.
Thank you.
All right. So on our agenda, the first item on the agenda is the consent calendar, the minutes, and also the review of accounts.
This is Neil.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I slow there. All right, cool. And then we're going to go right into media considerations. And we have a proposal from Eugene Magazine, which should be in the packet.
Yeah, it should be in order.
And I think what we'll do today is just go through each of these quickly, and then we'll, as we did last time, have our guests leave and then discuss our options. I think that seems to work out. This is Eugene Magazine. We had an ad in the spring of last year, I believe, and the fall.
So yeah, it's a nice ad. Pub.
Does anyone have anything they want to talk about with that, or shall we just move into?
When's their deadline?
It looks like
22nd of February.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it's pretty quick turnaround. So this is one that we'd have to consider today.
Okay.
If we decided not to do anything.
Did we do a full page?
We did. We did a full page, and we took one out for the spring and one out for the fall last year. All right, the next item on the list is Northwest Travel Magazine. He was here last time, and they were going to be doing a lighthouse feature in May and June, but they moved it up, and because we decided that we didn't have an interest in that, but they moved it up to where we couldn't have decided as a committee because we would have had to vote by email. We can't do that, so that kind of got knocked off the docket. But he said he'd love for us to just consider running regardless of what their editorial calendar is. But I did ask him to send me a copy of the editorial calendar, and I made copies. So.
Thank you.
Central Oregon Coast.
Mm-hmm.
for the remainder of the year. And the Lighthouse one, I think, had featured in North Oregon Coast. Wait, there's a golf getaway for Salishan in the May-June issue. So next on the calendar, the agenda is the International Guide for the Oregon Coast. We took out the hardcover bin, the visitor's choice one, and asked Ted for a rate for the back of the Oregon Coast one and the distribution list of it so that we could consider that at this meeting, and the rate was $3,000.
How much are we committed?
We committed five in for the back of the Ben one.
And that's okay, then do we have it, as far as we know?
Yep, it's done and already turned in, okay. It's good to go. So that's going to be one that we'll consider. Then the next thing is Go Oregon. Every month, Jay Simmons from Go Oregon sends us information about the different cities that they have built destination websites for. I think that we've passed in the past because we have our own destination websites. So. And then the next one is the Eugene Ambrose proposal. And this is again for this summer. They were contemplating buying a crab suit so that they could really play it up at the breaks.
Because
they do that contest where they get to catch a crab and they make announcements. Plus, we're in that text messaging opt-in thing, so it's pretty cool. Okay, and then the next item on the agenda is
It's the
1859. 1859. There we go. Okay, yeah. 1859. And I have some reps from 1859 here. Would care to say anything?
Yeah, why don't you guys actually help us, and how would you like us to present, or what, so that I...
Yeah, so I can get up there.
Yeah.
To the table. Yeah. We usually allow about 5 minutes for presentation purposes, so whenever we have any questions.
There's some past issues, and we will...
Thank you.
Let me stand. Can I sit down? Or?
Yeah,
yes. I can stand on the chair.
I know that we had voted in the January meeting to take a page out. There was a page that we were going to do in this, it seemed like, and then it became not available.
Yeah.
Right. It was from what I understand, John, you might want to chime in on this. It was a remnant rate for the inside back cover.
Right.
That came available, and it was kind of like, oh shoot, we need to get this filled right away, and it was filled right away. So it just happened to be right, and then when we got your approval, it's like, oh shucks, you know, it was didn't work. But we totally appreciate you guys' consideration, and yeah, look forward to doing some of that more in the future. I guess for starters, happy Valentine's Day. Happy birthday, Oregon, today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
On 1859, February 14th, we were officially declared a state today. Also, 100 years ago today, if you guys read the front of the Oregonian, it was a nice, helpful reminder. But Oswald West, the governor, officially declared the entire coastline of Oregon the People's Coast. And that was exactly 100 years ago today also. So a couple of celebrations.
The sun comes out for us.
Yeah.
Sure.
So anyway, we are the statewide lifestyle magazine for all of Oregon. Cover all four corners. Really focus on how we live, think, and explore the state. Basically, if you could describe us as Condé Nast Traveler, meets National Geographic, meets Sunset Magazine for Oregon. Again, we are obviously, with the Condé Nast Traveler, our aspect of that, we're, you know, heavily into the hospitality industry. If you go through and see, look at a lot of the ads, we, again, are working with chambers and business associations and all, you know, all the DMOs across the state. And we are just, again, thrilled that this worked out, that we could actually come in here and do a question and answer with you guys. Again, we have our media kit ready. Actually, do you have, looks like you have a media kit in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to just open it up, and if you have any questions, again, we really appreciate the fact that it was approved for that last one. I wish that it had been available at that time. It's just, you know, we get down to those quick little ones.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see here in the next couple minutes of us possibly putting together right now some sort of a proposal for some upcoming issues, next being our May-June. So do you have any questions about our publication or distribution or who in the heck's reading this? Where are we?
I love this ad.
Yeah.
From the Rogue.
Yeah.
Rogue Farms.
Yeah.
Kind of a cute one.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural Trust is fantastic.
And looking at this, maybe we should invite them to our group too. Because it looks like they're doing a lot of advertising.
The and I think this had a lot to do with your approval. This current issue, March, April, that just went to the printer. We are featuring, in one of our popular departments is called 72 Hours. And we take either a town or a region across the state, and we educate our readers as to where to wine and dine and where to lodge and what to explore and what to do while you're there for a three-day stay. And we're focusing on Newport for March, April. So that will be on newsstands. And so at Walmart and Freddy's and Safeway and Albertsons and Ray's and bookstores, Made in Oregon down here, that's where you can find us.
You realize that all roads connect all Oregon communities together. Not everything goes to Portland or Salem, but it's about the smaller communities, their vitality and what they give to Oregon as a whole, and really what makes us all Oregonians. It's those little roots and those seeds from communities all over the state that equal the whole.
What goes outside of Oregon?
What the percentage of magazines?
Yeah.
You know, it's probably, and I'd have to get the exact number, but I think it's probably about 5%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have subscriptions. Oregon is such a marketable product. We have subscriptions in all 50 states, at least one. In each one, I think we were checking it off as we went along. I don't know how many are in North Dakota, but I know there's at least one. And then you can find us on newsstands in 7 different states. And again, not thick. We are definitely up through Washington, in Seattle, and we're in, you know, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, California. And again, not in big numbers. Obviously, the whole poll is about 5% that's outside of the state. The majority is all here. If you really wanted to see kind of exactly who or where they are reading it, it's almost exactly proportionate to the population. So we oftentimes say 70% of our readers are in or within an hour's drive of Portland. Which basically, as you take a pencil and a piece of string and go around, that includes Salem. Goes through the whole Willamette Valley, pretty much, except for Southern. Mount Hood, the Gorge, up into Washington, Vancouver, up Hillsboro, and, you know, down here towards the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then that population sucks down into Eugene, Springfield, obviously, would be the next largest population center. Down into Medford, Grants Pass, Roseburg, Southern Oregon, Central and Coast, pretty much about the same for distribution, and then, you know, out to Eastern Oregon. But again, if you look from space shuttle in the middle of the night on a clear night, where you saw the lights, And Albert, I think that's pretty much where our meetings are. We can definitely, I mean, I don't have, we can email you almost immediately, kind of a flush sheet, which is, you know, what exactly is going to be in some upcoming issues. We do cover in each issue all, again, we always have Coast, we always have the Gorge, we always have Eastern. Mm-hmm. Actually, we've done a lot of stuff in Eastern, and it was not too many people out there, but it's pretty darn, you know, special. As we're, and that's the neat thing with us, is we do get to travel all four corners, and it's just mesmerizing how interesting and unique all of it is. Mm-hmm. You know, so just, we've been here the last 3 days driving from Astoria down, and it's just, I mean, how lucky are we to have all this in our state?
You guys have any questions?
No, I think it's a nice publication that's non-specific, which I like. You know, I mean, they have, Portland has Portland Monthly and Eugene has Eugene, and those are nice. But we advertise in this one, and I think it's a nice pub.
Cool. As a committee, come together on remnant sales. It's hard for us because we only meet the second Thursday of the month, and we can't vote by email because it's a city committee or a chamber committee.
Sure.
That would be different, but a city committee. So we have to meet in order to vote on anything. And if the expenditure is over $5,000, we have to go before council, and that moves everything out by usually another 4 weeks because. The next council meeting after this is Monday night, but that wouldn't be soon enough for this Monday night, so we would wait until the 1st of March, and so that decision couldn't be made. So just so you know how we work with deadlines, and it looks like right now you're selling the May-June edition, and the deadline is March 13th.
That's time.
And there's 6-time, 4-time, and 1-time rates in here. And so I think we have enough to go by to take a look at this today.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. And actually, what we would like to do is extend that 6-time rate to you for as many or as few as you'd like to do, kind of like throughout the year.
Okay.
If you did get to a 6-time, let's definitely talk. There's a few other things that we'd like to add in the package as well, because an integrated approach is something that we're really focusing on right now with a lot of social elements, as well as our online monthly newsletter, combined with some banner advertising, and then obviously the print to go with that. So it's something that's definitely all integrated together and helping each other to be the most efficient to get your message out to the right folks. And again, unfortunately, we have other people that need to be talking here. I don't want to use up all your time, but let it be known that we do have that and we can get something in front of you right away. But for your consideration today, just let it be known that the 6-10 rate is something that we'd like to offer.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, does anyone have any other questions before we move on to the agenda? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, the next item on the agenda is discoveryreport.com. Now, that must be the, this is just a copy of what is running for the visit. And then on the back there, that is in Oregon Coast magazine.
Thank you all.
Mile by mile.
Thank you.
Yeah, this one was the half ad.
Yeah.
And then that one,
And then next on the agenda is Meadow, Brad.
Thank you for your time. This is John Zukin. He came up with me today. John is one of the four principal owners of the company. And we just want to come up and say thank you very much for your past business and talk a little bit about the Bend area. In the January meeting, the focus was shifted to reaching Bend. Mm-hmm. So what you have in front of you is everybody got copies. First one being Chamalt on Highway 97. That is available, targeting Fort Bend. Also, I've had another board come available in the La Pine area. So this is capturing those folks out of the south, coming Crater Lake north into the Bend area. Mm-hmm. And as close as we have inventory right now that would target Bend. And just curious, what is the focus of the committee for grabbing folks from South Oregon heading towards Bend. Where does that lay? And what are you looking for?
I don't think that we really have gotten to that discussion yet, but I do know that that highway is very well traveled. That's one of the routes that we sell when we're selling internationally for the itineraries for Oregon. It's coming up through that area.
Up 97.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second location that we have there is coming down south from Redmond. This particular board gives you about 18,000 opportunities every day to brand the name Newport and Destination Newport from the traffic standpoint coming through there. Obviously, this grabs a lot of the Portland traffic coming down from the west, northwest, and also eastern Oregon. As you're looking at the magazines that you're doing now, kind of dovetailing in with those type of opportunities and connecting with those folks. The other part of the Redmond, you've got folks that come down from the area that don't necessarily get to Bend all the way.
Right.
You've got Black Butte Ranch. You've got a lot of different areas for people to golf that necessarily won't get into Bend. So this gives you that opportunity to grab them south of Madras when they're stopping in that area, going east or west, yeah, going to Sisters, north and not necessarily heading into the Bend area. So I thought McKinsey, this was a great addition. I know, did you decide to do the monthly magazine in Bend? Is that something that you're moving forward? We were talking about that in January.
Mm-hmm. We didn't decide, but we were.
This is a great support of that ad that you run in the Bend, though, as folks are going over there, and really probably reaching about 3/4 of the state with this one location. And then the rest again from the south. And just happy to answer any questions that you might have. And as a reminder, you know, we invoice 12 times a year, not 13. We're not a four-week company. We're billing them from the first of the month through the 30th. And we include all the production and the installation with the rate that is on there. The rate that you're looking at is a monthly rate, 12 months, and includes all that information.
And do you want you bill out 12 times, or do you want it all up front?
No, we've dealt with you before. You're a current customer, so we would bill you on the first of the month through the 30th. You get an invoice on the first of the month. You'd have 30 days to pay. Mm-hmm. The only caveat to that is if the board goes up on the 15th, we would prorate that first one and then start billing on the first for 12 months.
Okay.
And this was in line with the area and the budget that we were looking at. I know you had we had talked about some expenditures that you had. You're looking at about $5,800 for the year for each one of these.
Okay. That gives us something to go on.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions on that? And I'll leave you with this. There's some agreements in it.
I think this is kind of a unique location because people coming from the south on 97, just before you hit Bend, you have an opportunity to turn left and head towards Eugene.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only comment I have about 97 is it's kind of it's the Oregon coast in the middle of the state. It's the same. It really is. It's the same type of folks. It's people that are on the move. It's people that are out doing things for long weekends and so forth. So you see a lot of people that are frequenting Highway 97 from Klamath Falls all the way to the Dalles, if you will, all the way up to the gorge, are the same people that are vacationing in the gorge, the same people that are vacationing doing long weekends on the Oregon coast. It's really the same people. People on the move, right? Same demographic.
They're adventure seekers.
Adventure seekers.
Thank you for your time. Right, great to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thank
you. We will be in touch.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you, Lee.
It's great to see you as well.
Okay, and then we're going to decide on what billboard. We're going to send to Lee.
Okay,
wow. Okay, there's four choices. There's some pretty awesome images.
Here. I made copies for the packets that were here, but I didn't get them in time to put them online.
These are two.
And if I can just make a note, because we do post every 8 weeks, you can pick one for the first 8 weeks and pick another one, because I think there are, from seeing here, they're kind of all beachy.
Right.
And so you might be able to move through your inventory or
and
have a variety of, you know, order two of each so that you have different images if you want. So you don't have to stick with the one. The only one that you would have to stick with one image is the Newburgh.
So this is for the poster campaign and the Newburgh billboard. Okay. And the artwork is due right after this meeting. So we can. I like this one.
I like it.
I really do. I just.
I don't think Carrie likes it.
Well, can I ask your expert opinion on this?
Sure, let me.
Do you mind?
No.
I know we had one billboard one time we put up and it was washed out. It just didn't look, it looked good on paper, but it didn't look good.
It was, yes.
What do you think on the four of these? Do you think they all look pretty good, or is this one kind of maybe washed out too much?
Well, that one, actually, the colors are a little mellow, but because there's a variety of colors in there, that would capture your eye, but it was because the meshes was more see-through, yeah. Where these are not, so okay. It's going to look like that, and work. It may help if you want to give me all of
sure. That so, do you think all four would be a good fit, though? I mean, up on the wall, make you
yeah. So, I mean, if you're just think about looking at this mm-hmm. far away,
right.
Yeah.
So, and
I think
then
what we need to do is have him make the wording a little bit more bold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, yeah. And you just have the bike up there. It seemed like Newport kind of washed out a little bit.
The bike one, it's going to be because this is Newport. Yeah. I find it to be a little bit small.
It's tough to read the bottom part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you guys darken the bottom part,
right, and then even the visit Newport.
Yeah. Then maybe have a bolder outline. I mean, to me, these ones are the ones that are right here popping because the color is mm-hmm. as bold.
And the one on our right, you stand, everything's, the lettering yeah. stands out better.
It does, yeah. It really does.
But I don't like the image. Show what it is.
Right. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
And that's true. Because if someone can fit in three
out of the but then, because you have the white on the blue, it really jumps
yeah,
out.
So the maybe white, you could. Mm-hmm. Somebody
the
white and the blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one is tough to see, tell what it
well,
is.
Someone
let's
take
that one out.
That one's out. Okay.
Thank you.
Don't like
if you make the is it Newport bolder on this one
and the lettering at the bottom.
And the lettering at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I think this one because you've used the bridge in the mm-hmm. past that it's a good image. I think the bike one, unless you did some popping of colors and darkening the bottom one and increasing mm-hmm. the size of Visit Newport, that one's going to be a little bit more difficult to see what it is.
It's almost hard to see that they're on bikes. It's like, yeah. Are those guys yeah. hiking? Or
it's a good print ad, I think.
Yeah, it's a good print ad.
Yeah. He can darken that, but yeah.
And we don't need it until, you know, Monday or Tuesday, so if he wants to play with them a little bit, that is fine as well.
So it sounds like it's a cross between the bridge and the people, right?
Yeah, the people, and I would, you know, bolt this out or make it bigger all the way across the top, mm-hmm. and then you need to darken the bottom, because mm-hmm. that one's going to be hard to see,
right.
Or harder to see. And to me, this layout with the Visit Newport mm-hmm. on top is better than mm-hmm. this one because the first thing you see, not that it's
right.
The first thing
right.
you see is the bridge, but people read from left to right, top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So when you're planning your designs, you want the most important information on the top left-hand side and the least important information on the bottom right.
Okay.
And that's kind of how your mm-hmm. eye travels.
If we could get the bridge on the right side, you know, lower the bridge and freeze the...
Yeah, you know, if you cut off this part of the board
and make it sky and
move, yeah. yeah, and
right.
make
the
sky
I do like the way it stands out on the other one.
Yeah.
Because you can't see the image at all. You can't right, the right. image.
And, you know, you might try also, because if you're going to be moving this up a little bit, mm-hmm. either going a red or one of the colors that are, or an orange, a bright orange, so that pops out more mm-hmm. on the overall picture, so to speak. And going bold with those colors, see, this one pops out more because it's white on.
Right, right, right.
And this one, is you're kind of losing it.
Right. So yeah, we can move that image up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go across the bottom there.
Yeah.
Do we want to choose two? Do we want to do these two, one for the billboard campaign and one for the Newburgh?
Yeah. I think that's good.
Or the other thing, too, you can have, if you wanted to have, you know, order half of whichever ones you decide for the poster, and so that you're having a break in images, if that makes any sense, you know, having, or even doing, you know, one design in Albany and Corvallis and one design in Eugene Springfield for the first posting, and then maybe getting an idea which one works best based on the feedback. But I think having, you know, because you are capturing several different, or you're targeting several different groups of people, so if you had an ad that was, you know, different and targeted a specific group, I think that would work as well. And it would kind of make people, you know, keep it fresh. They'll see Newport and they'll see Newport in different ways. Right. So that would be my suggestion. And the Newburg board, I'm just trying to remember what's behind it, because sometimes if you have the blue background and it's a really tall board and the blue skies behind it kind of loses. But it's a lower, I mean, it's a, you know, it's not hot, real tall. So I think that you would be okay choosing one with the blue sky, because I think there's trees behind it. But I can also send you a completion report of the last installation just to confirm.
I like this one from Newburg.
Yeah, and that's Newburg stays.
Yeah. And I like this as a poster campaign.
Yeah, I think
it's almost
so too.
A call to action.
Yep.
Spring.
Yep.
So you guys want to do that?
Yep.
I'll have Jeremy darken this and this. And on this one, I'll have him move the image up so there's not so much water down here. Make this orange, make this bold, and put it on top.
And a darker blue, or, yeah.
Yep. So that would go up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then this would be orange.
And let's think about using this imprint.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a better print.
I think it would be.
I like it.
I do too. I think too, if we ever did use this for a billboard, if we made the sky darker blue, and then the lettering a little bit bigger to pop off, and maybe even the logo just a little bit bigger. And then this, of course, that is
yeah.
And you might consider, if you're going to be utilizing, if you want to use that for a billboard, maybe focusing closer on cutting out as many bikers, and maybe making it more pronounced so that you can see it easier what it is.
The bikers are a little larger and less of them.
Yeah.
Because when you're speeding by, you don't know what
choice is. Yeah, he could take.
Photoshop that out.
He could take,
like,
this.
I take maybe three.
I mean, everything's doctored.
Take the guardrail out.
So just let me know how many you want to order.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to order the whole campaign, we can order the whole campaign, or if you want to kind of go by posting cycles. But we, as we all know, sometimes the deadline comes a little faster than we remember it being.
So. Right. Well, thank you.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you for your input.
Oh, no problem. And then I was also just overall reading the minutes about the new counselors, and they were requesting some additional, or they had wanted additional information on billboards. So please let me know if I can provide you with any information to make the transition with the new counselors easier.
I think we got that straightened out.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Lorna had a little talk out behind the shed.
There you go.
Jesus.
Well, you guys have.
I wasn't there.
I know.
It would have been a quorum.
Well, you guys have a great long weekend, and I understand that you guys are actually filling up.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Hopefully, all your rooms will be sold. That's pretty. I like this publication.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
We should have this meeting like Tuesday, the week of seafood and wine, so that more vendors will want to come.
We won't see Lorna.
You don't have to do anything.
She almost
takes a deep breath.
For the record, Lorna was dry heaving. Oh, Randy.
Oh, thank you. Hi. I'm involved with a lot of festivals, so I know exactly what you're going through. It's not easy.
Oh, look what you did. Oh.
Well, I'm cross-promoting a new bakery in Paloma. This is from Nuthatch.
Oh, nice.
And Nuthatch Bakery, and they are working with some of the other businesses I work with.
There's Wanda's gift right there. One of those.
There you go.
So this is on our Valentine's Day, too. So anyway,
I have to declare it if I eat it as part of my...
I'll tell you, so I'm traveling with cupcakes in a car from Corvallis on the way to the road.
Oh, I know, 20.
Give him a penny, then he bought it.
Sorry about that. Well, thanks for having me again. I I think this has been probably one of the most visual and exciting campaigns that we've had on the station this last year. And, and we started working with you last spring. And this is television. Thank you. We're going to be giving these away for the Seafood Festival on our morning news next week, and they'll be announcing it. We'll also have the on the news ticker too. So.
And that was an added value. That was a, something that they gave us. So we're just giving them some passes to give away.
Well, I brought with me today a new plan just for spring. You had said that you were interested in possibly continuing again this spring with a similar campaign that we did last spring and last fall. I did a recap also what we ran last fall at the last page here, but I've got, I think, three or four or five copies here. I can just keep going. And I sent it electronically to you and to Nicole, but I didn't know Nicole doesn't hear your door, so sorry about that.
It's okay.
But it was $5,000 a month, and we leveraged that and put in extra runs for you. And
plus you gave us something extra month.
Yes. Yeah, and I've been running whenever I have free inventory or open inventory. I've been putting it in there too. So, oops, I didn't change the dates here. This was September, October, November of last fall, and we ran approximately $51,000 in airtime for the 15 that you invested in the airtime. And then I've run an additional, like Varner just mentioned, an additional bonus wait where I can in December, January, February, and I'll continue to do that. Last year you ran in April, May, and June. And I didn't know if that was what you had in mind again, but I wanted to present to you a similar plan for the same exact time. Mm-hmm. And since this isn't a political year, last year we were a little bit limited on the amount of things we could do and couldn't do. We got around it a little bit because you're not for profit, and we were able to put in the runs anyway, but this year we'll have more inventory open for you. So. This is the minimum number of commercials I would do for you each month, and that reaches just under 1.5 million adults 25 to 64 each month, and just real close to 1.6 million households in our market. We cover Lynn, Benton, Lane, and Douglas and Coos counties primarily, but we're also on in Lincoln counties, we're on in Marion counties, and then over the air they can receive us as far north as Portland and almost as far south as Medford. So we're a really good coverage area. Valley is very, there's a lot of population there, so we reach a good portion of that. And I also just wanted to mention, just maybe for future campaigns, we do have stations in Bend. And we have an ABC affiliate in Bend, and we also have an affiliate in Medford, so we do have those options available too. And I do the same similar type plan where I would bonus where I could and leverage whatever investment that you did with us. So, and we are still running, we still have the commercials. The thought process on the commercials, we had one generic commercial that was running, and I brought DVDs last time. Mm-hmm. But one commercial that promoted rooms, restaurants, retail, and recreation, and then we had single commercials that supported each of those. So we had one just on rooms, mm-hmm. lodging. We did the four R's basically, mm-hmm. rooms, restaurants, retail, and recreation, so that we would complement those and run them all together and rotate them so that each time you see the commercial, they'd be similar, same music, same voice. And then when they see rooms, it works well because you get more information out about Newport and the options here. So hopefully it's having an impact. It's definitely very visual in our market. You see them every time when you're on. I mean the campaign is very it's very pronounced. I mean you do see the commercials when the campaign is on. So I mean they're running a lot. It averages out to about 53, almost 54,000 impressions per day that are reached, households that are reached per day. And then I also brought you some new programs calendar so you can see what's on our station. And then this is just a recap of what we did last fall. I'll leave that here for you. And then just in case you're interested, these are all the sports specials, premieres, program descriptions, everything that we're running from April through September.
Great.
I like to have this as a guide myself, just so I can see. We have the NBA Finals coming up in June, and also have KUHD as our Bend station, so you can see that we have that available too. A lot of good things coming up. And tonight's the premiere of Zero Hour, if you get a chance to watch that. It's a new drama. It's pretty exciting. Anthony Edwards stars in it.
I like him.
It's a very exciting show, very intense. Hopefully it'll do well. But I'll leave this all for you, and if you have any questions.
I don't know anything about 0 hour.
What is 0 hour?
I don't know anything about it, but tell me about it.
It's on at 8 o'clock tonight. What's it's a cross between Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it has Nazis in it, and lots of stuff about the Catholic Church. Anthony Edwards' wife gets, she disappears, and he's trying to unravel the mystery of where she disappeared to, and it has something to do with the Ark of the Covenant that the Catholic Church has been hiding in Germany, and there's time travel, and it's just very exciting, and I think I'm going to need to watch it again just to get understand the whole story. And we have the Academy Awards coming up too. Here
is that Sunday?
The 24th.
24th.
Yeah. So nice. That's always fun. The Super Bowl.
He versus the Thunder is primary.
Sometimes.
NBA game tonight.
Sometimes. Yeah. That's tonight.
Sometimes get to watch the Academy Awards. Sometimes. When we get this festival torn down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope that all goes well, and hopefully you don't have windstorms you did. Was it last year or the year before? Every year.
4 or 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
This year,
we're going to
go under the
panel.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Poke the panel. Yeah, so that's good.
What's the long range forecast for next week? Do we know?
Rain. Well, this weekend's supposed to be almost 60 degrees.
I got through Wednesday. Thursday looked pretty good still. You know, it was
you
holding.
Want a certain amount of rain. You don't want weather like this because they're all going to the beach and.
Tuesday's raining. I would say we're going to trend towards rain, hopefully. But hopefully the temps will not be too bad. Yeah. So we have a sword swallower that's going to.
Oh no!
Saturday the 23rd is National Sword Swallowing Day. Over 20 sword swallowers throughout the world are going to
Oh my gosh. This is 30% chance of rain on Saturday.
Yeah, it's showing 0 on Friday and 30 on Saturday.
Wow. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. But you know, anything more than 3 days out.
I know.
Even then, it doesn't count. So.
Well, before I forget, I just was going to say that we're still working with Oregon Coast Advertising Association. We'll be running the campaign from March through June for the spring campaign, and then also from September through early November. So it'll be almost the same exact time as
we they bought in as long as that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then we're also working with the Celtic Festival again this year, too. Okay. So. And I do Lincoln County Fair if I could, but it's at the exact same time as the Lynn County Fair and and Da Vinci Days. So if they'd like to work with us, we'll try to do something. But anyway, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can certainly let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Henny. Oh, yeah, this will be great. This will be
one real big key, Chinook Winds Presents.
Okay.
Chinook Winds Casino Resort Presents. That's the only thing I'm going to get in trouble for if I don't.
And if you have an official press release, I'll make sure the news department gets that too.
I'll send one over to you.
Presents, okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right,
I've sat on this board before in Corvallis, so I know exactly what
you're doing. I feel our pain.
Not always the best. Post-foot. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So one thing I'll point out is in our budget, these are all of the expenditures from July 1 to now. Mm-hmm. And we have the upcoming expenses on the CBS New Bird and the CBS poster of about $52,000. And then we have some fixed anticipated costs. So the budget was $325. The actual spend for January was $149,945. The estimated February is $11,200. And plus the fixed and anticipated, CBS and fixed, is another $98,000. So the total allocated to be spent is $259,000, which leaves us with $65,000.
Oh, very much.
And Jim had wanted us to make sure just to kind of leave $25,000 on the table because in case room tax collections aren't what is anticipated. So really we're, for the next few months, we're working with a budget of $40,000. Remember that some of this, like the emeralds, would come out of the next fiscal.
And how much is emeralds again?
The emeralds, I want to say it was either $6,000 or $9,000. I'm going to have Matt clarify that because we have some time before we really need to make that decision because that doesn't start until June and then they always bill us July 1.
That's the emerald proposal.
Yeah, right. So I'll ask Matt on the emeralds for cost and billing after
So I can jump around a little bit on what we were presented with today. I mean, I would pass on the Meadow boards then. I mean, looking at budget that we've got remaining, that would be my choice.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah, I was looking at that and at the Meadow boards too. Where did it go? Yeah.
They're both on the left side.
They're
cross traffic. Yeah.
But the pricing was like $7.95 a month for the one in Redmond, which was pretty good, really. But, you know, if we've got only 4 months to pay out, that's only a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the same one in Klamath County, and I'd be more inclined to go with the Klamath County because, as Dean said, when you're coming up that highway, and these are a lot of them are California visitors that are headed wherever. And if they saw something that was action adventure, that would be so just for future consideration. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily
I would agree
need to
with
do that.
That
now. But,
yeah.
But $5.95 or $4.25 a month.
Yeah, that was compared to 101. Yeah, that's good.
I think that's better.
Well, there's not that many cars on that road, really. I mean,
the one kind of.
I just wish they had. It seems like all their properties are on the left side.
On the left side.
I don't know why that is.
Coming up from Klamath Falls to.
Well, I mean, we could do this one. Because it's only, how much is it?
$4.25
for the next few months. I mean, this is doable, but I didn't like the Redmond board.
I didn't care for the Redmond board either, but this one I'm more intrigued with, just mostly because.
But do you think a person going up 97 to Bend is really thinking about going to the coast? I'd say no.
If they were headed to Bend, or if they're just accidental drivers. And we get a lot of those in the chamber that come in that's like, we're on the coast. We don't know where we want to go. Do we want to go inland? Do we want? I mean, they're just driving. It's like, but anyway, I don't know. And if we did do something like that, I like that bike billboard. If he could hone in on the artwork and bring the bikes out a bit and make the sky bluer, because a lot of the people that are traveling along, if they're going to Bend, that's one of their activities that they're looking at.
Yeah, we need to have a water shot if we do that in Bend, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
But I think there's a lot of tie-in between Central Oregon and us, because that's usually where people primarily go.
Or
when you think about where we're going to go on vacation, it's either the Bend or the coast.
And I'm not sure we're going to get them that trip, but we're trying to get it in their minds that we're something different, you know, another destination.
And I got to tell you, I've driven this road before, and I would love to be on the coast instead of down here.
Yeah, I agree.
This would be an inexpensive way, too, for us to back up the advertising and the visitor's choice that we took out, that hardcover. Just a thought. And we can come back to this. Why don't we come back to it after we go through the other stuff?
Here we are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the Emeralds, that's for next year.
Okay, yeah. We'll so I'll get more information about that.
And the GoOregon.com, we're saying more to that.
Yeah. No one Go Oregon.
Right.
So what do we have to do for international guide to the Oregon Coast?
We have to decide if we want to spend $3,000 on the back of the hardcover of the post.
That's the TED one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We already agreed on
five.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
For what spot? Changing locations or I see what the Bend.
Back,
that's
back
in the Bend book itself.
To pick up your second part of it, correct.
Right.
So what are we going to do on that?
Well, it's an annual. I think it's.
And that was the one that was the distribution right here that we had. This will be all over this one here, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like to see us in some of these areas more on the seaside and so on, and other people that are on the coast already.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm curious when I say I can't tell you how many people I've walked out in front, and they're like they don't know where they're going to go from the door. You know. So they do that.
That's nice.
Well, we do. We keep staying with us. They don't know where to go next.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just
I'm both
so
like
organized.
Me too. Like, I know where I'm going. I know what car I want to be next. They're like, they don't know where to go.
I envy them.
They know they have so many days to get home. That's all they seem to worry about.
Yeah.
That's
kind
of neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that way would be kind of fun.
I'd be stressed at knowing where I was going next because I have to be organized enough to do that.
I like it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
You want to do the coast? Okay.
Like, well, you get up in Seaside, you get up there, are people coming south.
Yeah. No, I think it's a worthy club.
And do you want to go ahead and use the ad that we used in the Bend one?
I have a question about that.
Uh-huh.
I don't, the QR tag with the Facebook icon, what does that do? Because I know what I know what QR tags are, but
make sure it does something before we go. It does nothing.
I mean, it says Facebook on there anyway. So
maybe
I mean,
have it just do a QR code on it.
Would be better to do it.
So if you scan it and you automatically you're already liking Newport on Facebook, then we can drop this like us on Facebook because it's too cluttery.
It looks cluttery in the lower
right. And this is just.
I don't like those things. I think they're ugly.
Well, Facebook is huge, but I use Facebook all the time, and I don't recognize that.
This is.
But I recognize the QR one. Okay. But I did that a few minutes ago. I went to it, and it does go to the Facebook page.
So that means
but
we
that's
could...
Kind of, that's might be more limiting than if we just do a regular QR code to Discover Newport.
Yeah, we need a QR code to Discover Newport.
And then instead of having this image like us on Facebook, I mean, we have one on our website that's less.
It's just the.
Yeah. You could just say the F.
It's just the F.
Yeah.
Instead of.
There's I think the latest thing I've seen is there's like four icons at the bottom, and one is the F, and one is T for Twitter.
And then Twitter.
I don't know what the other ones are, but.
There's Foursquare, and there's other all kinds of.
Also, I'll have them change the F on it, but I do need a motion to run.
So well, is this something that's worthwhile to you for leads or?
I think it we get more people liking us on Facebook, so it generates a little bit more traffic.
So that's fine to keep that on there, but we could get rid of this.
I think it
would be helpful to have this lead them to Discover Newport.
That's fine.
And then they can click on the like us on Facebook link on Discover Newport because Discover Newport has a mobile app or it's a mobile website, so it's made for mobile phones.
So that's fine.
Yeah, I like that too.
So do we need a motion for that?
Motion.
Oh, just a motion. I'll just make that change.
Okay.
But just a motion to run the app.
I have one.
With the change.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's the motion was to run an ad on the back cover of the Oregon Coast Hard Guide for Visitor's Choice in the amount of $3,000.
Right.
Running the same ad, except changing the QR code to lead to the Discover Newport website.
Can I make another suggestion?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we darken the border?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the blue blends in too much. So it just darken the...
With the bikes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's more of a contrast.
Yeah, make it not quite as blue as the Facebook blue, but...
Okay. We can do that.
Thanks.
And then... All right. So we got Ted down there. Northwest Travel.
That was so early, you know.
I know that lighthouse one was unfortunate. I think we should maybe just take a look at that later.
Would you take 1859 over Northwest Travel?
I would.
In a heartbeat over Northwest Travel.
And we can look at them for fall, winter.
Yeah, I think fall.
It covers everything. It's got a lot of interesting. I think it's one of the lighthouses.
No, they're great.
And this is the thing that I like in some of these 72 hours.
Yeah, yes,
a lot of time you got like this weekend, 3-day weekend, go to Sisters. Here's all the stuff you can do. Bam, bam, bam.
Did you see the Beverly Beach one?
Yes.
And I looked at the Sisters, and they got the good spot. They got Jen.
I like it. I've seen that in some of the higher end hotels too. I think we stayed at the Allison in Newburgh.
Yeah, I stayed there before.
For a conference in December, and this is in Oliver.
Nice.
And I think when we were, this work control last week, some of the people from Canada were down with us at our booth, they actually picked this up, and they came across the screen door, and they went and ate there, and so it was great. So it was an excellent restaurant. So.
Okay, so the question then on 1859 is?
He's the one that's going to give us a six-time rate.
No matter how many we run, right?
No matter how many we run. He said if you run more than six, he'd talk to us some more.
There it is.
Okay, so we have some choices. Full is 2450.
Question is how many we run, right? Mm-hmm.
How big an ad do you guys recommend?
We did a full page last time.
We did a full page or half page?
Yeah, did you want a half or a full? I don't think.
What did we do last time? Was it a full or a half? A full?
Yeah, and we're not trying to stand out, I think.
I almost like the half page is better than I like the full.
The half page with a lighthouse would be
good.
Like our 90s. I know they had an article, but this is like this section here.
Just like our 90s.
Like the wallscape.
Like our wallscape mm-hmm. right now that we've got. Mm-hmm.
And people in Portland would recognize that.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's the way to go.
Done.
Do we want to tell him that we'll do it? Now we need to decide how many times, because that's 1450.
So then some of these would run into next year, though, too, right?
And so we're looking at May, June.
I think May, June.
And then that lighthouse is going back up again August, September, and October of next fall.
Okay, right.
So... do we want to do like the September, October,
and yes.
maybe then November, December?
I think September, October for sure.
Okay. Maybe just commit to those two for now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need a motion.
We're going to do half page.
Half page.
Vertical.
Half page. We need a motion for a half page vertical ad in the 1859 magazine for the May, June issue. And the September, October issue using the same art as the 90-foot wallscape.
Good. So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so that's 1450. And then 1450 out of next year's budget. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at 3,000 and 1450. So okay. So I got 1859 down, got our billboard taken care of as far as the Discover Newport had. And then now we're looking at Eugene.
Right, this is the Eugene magazine?
And then Eugene magazine and then KEZI and then back to Meadow billboard.
How much was the Eugene?
I missed the first section. We ran the Eugene magazine.
Yeah, we ran twice. We ran last spring and last fall. We did full page ad. And the prices haven't changed. The full page for two issues is still $41.95.
Well, I like it.
Oh, that's a spread. Isn't it? Let's see. 17. Okay, so full page, full brief, two issues. Oh, 2208 each. I think it was more money. I don't know.
Well, it's a very similar magazine. The other one, we'll do a half page in that, too.
I know. I was thinking that.
Yeah. The same size.
Oh, here, 2208. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 4416. Yeah. That's for a full page blend.
I must have built it all last year.
Oh, they don't do a horizontal half page. Or, I mean, a vertical half page.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-mm.
They don't? Mm-mm.
They just do a half page horizontal.
Do a third.
Oh, they do it.
You mean like this?
That's a third page.
Oh.
Oh, they can do a half page horizontal here. Nope, that's that might be
third.
That's a half.
What did we do last time?
We did a full.
We did a full page.
Yeah, right here. Oh.
Okay.
This looks like it. This might be the third.
Let's see.
And it's skinny.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a half.
Yeah, I just, they don't have it in their media
like,
kit.
That almost looks like, no, that's the two-thirds of a page.
Like just the two-thirds here coming down, right?
Yeah, that's the two-thirds of a page. And that is $18.95 per issue for two issues.
Well, that one's fine.
Mm-hmm. So a two-thirds, you think?
Because this is pretty, the one-third is pretty skinny.
It is, I agree. There's several
of those. Some of that's skinny. Too skinny for the lighthouse app.
Yeah.
I think if you did the...
Two-thirds?
Yeah, I think if you did the two-thirds page for the spring and fall issue.
Yeah, this has got to be two-thirds here, isn't it? Oops.
So does anybody want to make a motion for us to?
Like this right here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To do the Eugene.
I'll make the motion to get a two-thirds page vertical ad. Are we doing two?
Yeah.
Two times.
Spring and fall.
Spring and fall.
Okay. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we want to use the lighthouse?
Yeah, with the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. I like that we're being consistent.
Do you like our jumbled motions?
Yeah. It's okay.
For you?
Well, that's why I have the recording. Because if I was writing it down, it wouldn't be working.
It's gotten to where we go at it like killing snakes. Get in there. Okay. And then, so we got the Eugene. And then the other consideration was the KEZI. And for starting that in April, we even could make the decision in March if we wanted to hold off on them, or we can just...
So how did that...
Go ahead.
What was the success of that?
I think it's just all coupled with the poster campaign that we've been doing over there and the Eugene print ads that mm-hmm. it made a nice round package for media mm-hmm. in the Eugene area.
I mean, he seems like, I mean, we get a lot.
We get an awful lot yeah. for that. And so it's not like it doesn't feel like it's just $5,000 a month that we're spending. He'll send me an email saying, oh, by the way, your ads ended last month, but I've been running them for the last, or I've been running them, we're going to run in the next 6 weeks, and here's the schedule. And it's like, and then the Seafood and Wine promotion, that's on their morning news program every morning where they have someone call in to win two tickets because mm-hmm. the festival is coming up. And he said, oh, I have a spot. I'm just going to go ahead and do that if you throw some passes our way. And I'm like, okay. I think that the value is good, and I think it's effective. KEZI is the station in Eugene.
Right.
Yeah, I like the coverage area, and mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
Do we want
to? So how much are we going to commit to, and do we do it now, or as far as our budget constraints, and right. it's going to spill into the next fiscal year?
We just did
44, 50, 54, about, we did about 6,400 in advertising just now.
Right.
The other 1,450 and 1,895 are committed for
next year.
Okay. Those will be filled next year. And so if we do this, this is April, May, June, and it's 5,000 5,000 a month.
That's 15.
That's 15, so that's 23.5, and that would probably basically cap us for what, but we've got a lot coming up in spring. We yeah. have the Eugene magazine, we have the 1859 magazine, we have the Visitor's Choice, we've got the Newburgh billboard, we've got the CBS billboards. We
yeah.
really are probably done for media considerations for the year after this, unless
yeah.
something comes up. Mm-hmm. So,
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need a motion for the KEZI, and that would have to go before council. that first Monday in March, and unfortunately, I'm not, well, in Berlin, so I can't. You know what? That doesn't have to go before that one. It can go before the second.
This could be put on the agenda for the second meeting of March for council, which would be...
I can tell you.
The 18th? No.
Yeah.
19th.
I think it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's the 18th.
It's the 18th. It's not a holiday.
It's not a holiday.
So if we could put this, if we could put this on consideration for that one, then I can walk that through, because...
President's
Day. Oh, he's walking through, unfortunately. So, all right, so we had a motion and we had a second.
I don't think we did the motion, did we?
No, we didn't do the motion.
Motion for KEZI?
Our motion.
Okay, and the second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
So to help her on her reporting months, I think just you should tell her the months.
I'll reword that.
Yeah.
Motion was for us to run our television advertising on KEZI News 9 out of Eugene, starting in April and running in May and running in June of 2013 at the cost of $5,000 per month. The consideration will go before council on the March 18th meeting due to scheduling conflict. So, okay, there we go.
Good job.
Okay, so then one more thing back to the Meadow billboard. Any thoughts? Do we want to take a plunge and go with the Klamath County one? It's $425 a month in our 12-month campaign.
And is it open now?
It's open now. And it faces south, so it's taking traffic north, and it's before the turnoff to either go to Eugene or Bend.
So it'd be like March 1? But for production and everything. Production's included in all that.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
And all
and
that.
And it's a 12-month billing instead of a
13-month.
And I don't know, with it being a monthly pricing, do we need to get council approval? Let's see. Wait, hold it. I have to use some higher math.
2,000 for Earth.
Yeah, here we go. Calculator, where are you?
We need an app for that, so you can have it up to date where you click and it's right
it's
there.
It's $5,100 to rent it.
Oh, really?
So it's probably something that is for council consideration, because the total cost of it is going to be $5,000, but it's just we're committing for that much.
I've never gone to Shakespeare.
So
I go to the Idaho Shakespeare.
I don't know that he would want to start that if that would still be open after the March 19th. To start April 1.
Oh, yeah, probably.
He would decommit to it.
Yeah,
he would.
I can check with him.
Yeah.
If we want to go ahead and do that. So, boy, making all kinds of notes.
I have no objections to it, but I'm not passionate about that board for some reason.
It's an interesting area. I think there's a lot of traffic. There is a lot of traffic there. There's a lot of traffic on 97. Yeah. If I was a Bend advertiser,
I'd want to be on that board. But if I'm a Newport advertiser, I think it's a stretch.
Yeah,
it's a long way to go. Mm-hmm. And I guess I don't know the travel trends of people that have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not in that place in my life, so I don't. So I guess there are people that have weeks to just go wherever they want, but I don't know how many of them.
Yeah.
But the Redmond board, you're going to get more Portland Metro people going to Central Oregon that would see it.
Yeah.
It would be more likely to come to Newport, but maybe I'm just making a supposition, like, unsupported by facts. I don't know.
The only thing I'm not passionate about either one of them, except that we've got some advertising that we're testing the water in the Bend area.
Right.
And I think that we have some visuals that we should consider for that, like with the bicycling or something like that, that shows adventure activity, because
it's an adventure place.
That are
in Bend,
snow, water.
And maybe we won't get them that time. We're trying to get it in mines than we are for something different. It is illuminated, which I didn't look till now, so that's some good hours of coverage.
Yeah, they're both illuminated.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Do we want to try the Redmond one? I mean, over the two of them.
Well, we're looking at double the price, basically, right?
Yeah. $7.95, and that's billed out of the monthly rate. Times 12. 95.40 We want to see if they're available later on down the road.
Maybe. Well, that's not up until 6-1 either.
It's not up till 6-1. Let's take a look at this. Okay, let's table this for the next meeting.
Yeah,
okay.
Until June.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right, so we're going to table the Meadow Outdoor advertising discussion for those two boards until the March meeting. Okay, perfect. I have an update and under other for the Howard Shippey DVD. It is actually done.
No, it's not. No,
it's done. Oh, wow. He moved and he gave Don Mann a DVD, the master copy. And now the port has to figure out the money to be able to produce this in mass to sell.
Yeah, he could do it at home in the evenings.
I know.
He went to Astoria. No, where did he go?
I think he went to Astoria.
Astoria.
And so I had Don bring the DVD in, and I downloaded it to a thumb drive and also to my computer to put on the website. But Don asked, we're already using the chamber portion of that for the 2.5 minutes, that really nice video, the commercial type of video that he did. Don asked that we wait until, if we could, like June, before we put it on the website, because they'd like the opportunity to recapture some of the money that they spent on it by selling the DVDs. And he says, if it's on the website, it might diminish our ability.
Where are they going to sell them?
He was hoping to get some produce to sell at Seafood and Wine, but they sell them at the port offices and at the marina, and then I think Gabe usually takes them to sell at JC Market, and so they have some channels, but if we could wait until about June 1 before we load it up on
our website.
Good luck, I'm making
money on those. Poor Don, okay. Has he handed around, like, we'd like money from us to produce them too?
No, not at all. I actually offered him some from the chamber. I said if $1,000 would help you to produce something, we could commit to that. But I think DNC has done this project, period. So, and he understood that. So
I've never seen them really be successful.
I know. I think that it's better if you have it up on YouTube or on your website for people to download than it is for sale anymore the way that media is trending. So that was all I really had under. There's a lot of media, like the 10 days prior to a Destination Newport meeting, lots of stuff coming our way. And it would be nice to think about in the future if we could be able to, down the road, and I'm not trying to advocate for anything, structure this so if this were a chamber committee rather than a city committee, we could make decisions on advertising. Imagery and things like that, and that's just food for thought down the road. I don't know where that would go. But does anyone else have anything?
Yeah, I just kind of had two things. One, based on how you guys did it today and with the discussion, it's productive to have the copies be color for you, right, for this meeting. When you come in
for
the ad.
Because
especially with what we did with the billboards and stuff. I just wanted to double check on that because, of course, it's kind of a lot when we do it. But the other thing, too, is that if there's any way the meetings are not necessarily on the Thursday before a council meeting, because this is my crazy packet day for me personally. So I'm doing agendas for the city council. And I have to have those done and ready to go. So we're on our deadline right now. So I don't know what that's like. So I was just going to put that out there and see how your guys' schedules are like.
So for you, let's see, first and third is council, but that's not you. You're just the office.
Right. I've already done that part. Mine's the packet.
Second and fourth Thursdays
are my bad time.
Second and fourth.
Because I have to post the packet by Friday morning, first thing is what we do.
I don't care.
Well, if we moved it back, that would take back my comment about it being more convenient to be a chamber committee, because then we actually could make something in time for the following council meeting.
Yeah, I think
that would just take all that pressure off.
Right, because we'd be able to get the third one.
Exactly.
We need to make a motion, obviously, to change.
To which one is better, we could go with
either the first or the third, either one for you guys, what works best for you.
The third Thursday? The first of the month is for us is real busy.
And it will stay on a Thursday, right?
All right. So the third Thursday of March will be the 21st.
one problem.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah. No. No,
that's nice. Yeah, that's okay. I can do it.
Okay. So, do I have a motion to move our meetings?
So moved.
To the third Thursday? Mm-hmm. Okay. Second?
See how agreeable we are.
That's so awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we will be moving our Destination Newport meetings to the third Thursday of the month starting in March.
I like that
a
lot better.
I do too.
That's good. I thought that works.
Well, and right in the middle of it right now.
I can't even tell you how stressful it is for me to get these proofs of these ads, and it's like we can't vote on it, and it's stuff that I don't want my eyes to be the only ones that look at it and say, yeah, go ahead and do it, and then have to apologize at the meeting. So it will be really nice to be able to get things before council and to...
And I will continue the process of uploading the packet onto the website so that you guys can access it and look at it.
That
we'll make sure that continues.
And to save, if you want to if we ever have copy cards, just do a couple copies. You don't have to put it in everybody's packet. We can share.
That's good to know. But I was thinking of that, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting here going, no, you guys really need to come and you're playing with that here.
Well, if you even just did one color copy, you can use to post it up.
Oh, okay.
That's a great idea.
Oh, awesome idea.
Black
okay.
And white, yeah. So,
okay.
Okay, so how are ticket sales going?
You could double site.
Well,
right.
We actually 2 days ago we were at 98,000 Denny tickets, and last year to date,
one is on.
It's fine. Okay. We were at 62,000 Denny tickets. So either people are buying.
Right.
We can adjourn.
Okay, good.